Okay, it's live now.
Okay, great. So you want me to go into the link now?
Go ahead so we can make sure things are working.
Okay, here I go. I'll hang up from you and I'll go get the link.
Bye. Bye-bye. Hello, Margo. Perfect. You're in the speaker mode. That's outstanding. Then let me hear you talk a little bit.
Hi, Hollis. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Perfect. Okay, we're not showtime yet, but you got through. You're in the speaker mode. I'm going to mute your phone. I'm going to finish my prep. We'll go live in about 6 minutes, okay?
I'm so excited.
Thank you.
welcome to the Hollis Chapin Show, the podcast that brings you the most inspiring and thought-provoking conversations each and every week. I'm your host, Hollis Chapin, and I am thrilled to have you join us on this exhilarating journey. On this show, we delve into the minds of visionaries, change makers, and trailblazers from all walks of life, from authors, entrepreneurs to athletes, artists, activists, and even astronauts. We leave no stone unturned in our quest to inspire and empower our listeners. Our guests are not just your average run-of-the-mill celebrities. They're individuals who have overcome the odds, shattered barriers, and achieved phenomenal success. They share their secrets, successes, and, yes, even their failures so you can learn from their journeys and apply their wisdom to your own life. Whether we're diving into personal development, authors, new novels, entrepreneurship, mental health, social justice, or the latest scientific breakthroughs, our discussions are always thought-provoking, challenging conventional wisdom, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible. But it's not just the guests that make this show special, it's you, the listeners. Your engagement, questions, and comments fuel every episode. We live for the ha moments, the goosebumps, and the inspiring breakthroughs that happen when we come together as a community. So grab your headphones, get ready for a mind-expanding experience, because on the Hollis Chapin Show, we believe that everyone has a story worth telling and a dream worth pursuing. Our mission is to inspire you to take that first step towards your own greatness. Mark your calendar, set your alarm, because every Tuesday and Friday a new episode drops, ready to empower, educate, and entertain you. Join us on this magnificent adventure, and together, let's unlock our limitless potential. Welcome to the Hollis Chapin Show.
Hello, and welcome to the Hollis Chapin Show. I am Hollis. Happy Thursday to y'all. I'm very excited. We have a wonderful guest out here, and it's funny. I'm not the only one have internet situations. Our guest, her Wi-Fi is a little acting up, so bear with us, but she's a professional. She's out there. She's fighting through it, so I'm glad she's here. Our guest is the driving force behind award-winning boutique agency Black Ink PR. Our guest is, without doubt, the woman you wish you hired years ago, right? Nobody knows how to get an audience attention like Margot Black. Her super skill is bringing order and out of chaos. I'm going to ask about chaos because that's what AI is doing to a lot of our marketing stuff. Chaos. Let's welcome to our show our special guest. She is PR visionary, media maven, trophy wife. Our special guest, Margot Black.
Thank you for having me here today.
Thank you for joining us. And thank you for fighting through that internet stuff, because trust me, I've been there.
Oh, what a shock to walk into your office and to on the day you're doing a podcast and to hear that, hey, the Wi-Fi is down. But so goes life, right? It's
there you go.
Imperfect, but wonderful.
Outstanding. Thank you. Okay, so I'll give a little intro. So I want you to talk more about yourself and more about your new book you have out.
Well, you're kind. I do want to talk a little bit about your audience, which I know people are often a bit chaotic. You mentioned the word chaotic in all the possibilities of life. There's so much they want to do, so much they want to achieve, but they don't really know what to do first. And truly, the secret to success right now is the ability to focus on things that will bring you to where you want to go. So that's why I wrote this book, Life's a Pitch. How to win what you want in business and in life. And it's based on my 15 years of award-winning publicity experience in Hollywood and across the globe, helping people and businesses understand how to play a bigger game.
Hey, Margot, you talk about 15 years in the biz. You were in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. What was the aha moment that said, okay, I got to kind of branch out my own? I got a lot of skills here. You're in a men's dominated field, but you're a woman and with skills. How did you go? What was the moment you said, I got to go on my own?
You know, it was a very traditional female way, and that is that I had a baby. Hmm. And I had a beloved and dear business partner who passed away quite suddenly. When I got married, I told my husband I came with another man forever. And I adored him. But that ended, and then I couldn't really go and work in Hollywood at any big company because there's no way I would ever have been able to have enough time at home with my family. So I set out on my own.
That's a great, that's a great reason, and that's outstanding. This brings us back to those early days. You know, a lot of us, you know, authors, small business owners, we just kind of figure out how do we get over the top? How do we start making revenues, get things going? your first 2-3 years, things might have been tight. How did you overcome that and keep on going where you are now?
You know, it never stops, as a matter of fact. And I actually do have a really big tip for everybody, and that's this. And it's another reason I wrote this book, because it shows you what to do in what order, Hollis, all the time, so that when you turn up the visibility, it works for you. And one of the problems that many entrepreneurs or small business owners have is they drop off their marketing. And the worst time to be marketing is when you're not busy, which is when most people do it. But busy in business is sexy. And you need to figure out how to be marketing yourself when you're busy, because that's when people want more. And what happens to most people when they start marketing is they do it a tiny bit, and then they get very frustrated very quickly. And they say, this doesn't work. I hate this. Wow. It doesn't work. But the key is, one, you're going to fail no matter what you do. And you have to go into it knowing that, and that you're going to commit to move through the failure, because the failure is the biggest learning game in there. And then the other thing is, and this is the key of the book, Hollis, and for all your audience, I really hope you do and go get it. I wrote it because people in this multi-platform, you know, multimedia, multitasking universe, people are overwhelmed and they don't know what to focus on. And this breaks it down into like 3 buckets for everyone of what you need to focus on before you turn up the visibility. And then when you turn up the visibility, your audience will be able to take you in better, to understand what you have to offer and what you're looking for and where you want to go. And what happens is most people just jump into visibility with no clear message, no clear direction, and then they get angry that people aren't responding and they quit.
You know, Margo, market trends are constantly changing and evolving. Talk more, are you embracing AI, or are you to the point where, because I know a lot of us in the marketing biz, the AI stuff kind of blows your mind. I do use it. I do use it. I'll be the first to tell you that. But what do you think? What's your thoughts on AI, part of the constant evolving in marketing? What's your thoughts?
I think that you have to go with the flow in all of life. And this is the current flow right now, right? Would you have been wanted to be the person like in the year 2000 that was like, oh, internet, Interschmidt, that's not going to be a big thing? Or, you know, so you really want to make sure you're engaged and active, and not everything has to be your passion spot, but I would encourage people to dig in and to try, and not to dig in their heels and be stubborn when things are uncomfortable.
Yeah, you mentioned it's crucial to stay curious and keep an eye on emerging trends, like we talked about. Mm-hmm. Make it a point to attend conferences, read industry work or reports. So kind of constantly teaching, learning, right? Because I do that myself. I'm constantly learning, picking up new things so I can stay on top of asking questions to great guests like that. So is that part of the tips you tell the listeners and your readers?
Absolutely. I really believe, like, when we were kids, we all played actively. It was fun to discover new things, right? You didn't even care. Even when you were trying to learn how to walk, you weren't like, oh, I fell down, I'm going to quit now. No way. Everybody has to just dig in and play a little bit. And here's the thing, Hollis. I use this as an example throughout the book. You just can't learn how to drive in a parked car. You got to stay in action. And that's the actual spot where people get really uncomfortable. They're like, well, I want to have it all perfect before I do. But the only way to learn is to get into action. That's one of the big keys, and not sit on the sidelines and say, I'll get there soon, I'll make it perfect. Look, I'm doing it right now with you, right? You asked me to download a new app. I played with the app. I walk into a big corporate professional building and they greet me at the door saying, the Wi-Fi's down, I'm here, I'm early for you. I had to leave my other small home office because there was concrete being poured. You know, sometimes it feels like it's all against you, but that's just life. And you got to go with the flow, but stay in the game.
That's beautiful. You know, I giggle because I've been through where our morning truck trash people pick up and making all kinds of noise. So that's why I have headphones on. I got muffler sits around my microphone. So it's so funny you saying that because I go through the same thing. It's like, what are you doing picking up trash today?
Right. Stuff like that. And I think that most people, and this is an unfortunate part of social media, is that most of what we're looking at all times in our life is a facade of perfection that doesn't exist right. for anyone. Anyone. I mean, even the Kardashians don't look like the Kardashians without filters, surgery, stylists. Yeah. So most of what we're looking at is highly sanitized and not real. And then when people show any form of humanity to themselves, Hollis, they beat down on themselves. And if I could give your audience one colossal tip, besides, you know, just get into action, it's to be kind to yourself and speak nicely to yourself, because so many people beat up on themselves for being imperfect, but that's the human condition. And that's also what I wanted to let people know. In this book, I see so many people saying life is I don't even know if I can say the word, start with a B, and you know, but no, life's a pitch. Just go out and get yourself a few more choices and you'll be happier.
You mentioned human nature plays a significant role in influencing decisions. You know, the human nature, your decision could be different from my decision and so on and so on. And that's okay, right? That is okay. Mm-hmm. Everybody's different, but we all try to go for the same goals. Talk more about that. And it's, again, I love your passion. I love getting us all fired up for this today and for the weekend. So you keep on doing what you're doing, because I get real fired up for that. Go ahead. Human nature.
That's really sweet. So I think human nature, we go in between, you know, needing to try out new territory or to stay the same. And I think most of human nature is to keep ourselves safe. All of us. We just want to be safe, right? But it's kind of like a refrigerator magnet. Everything you want is on the other side of comfort and safety. But I really think it's true. And the part in human nature that most of us beat up on ourselves for is not feeling perfect. But, and this is a big theme in my book. The theme in my book is most people by human nature, Hollis, want more power. They want personal power and they want professional power, but they have no idea how to get it. And here's how to get it, Hollis. The key is to get yourself more choices in life, because that's really what people want. I know everybody thinks they want great abs and a Lamborghini, but I promise you, you want more choices so you can direct your own future. And any parent will know, like if you tell a toddler or tell a teenager, you have to eat this, they will throw a tantrum and a fit. But if you give them choices, you've got a deal, you've got a negotiation, and they're okay because they get to choose. So human nature wants choices. The only way to get yourself more choices, Hollis, is to get in the game and start pitching.
Beautiful. You know, you've done a little bit, you touched on a little bit, so it was a good segue for this. How important is psychology to prove our pitch, achieve our desired outcome? Because I'm reading about that now from one of my mentors, and how he says how important being psychology, how to read people is so important to what we do, the outcome that we want. Talk to us about psychology of the business.
Well, I'll talk to you about the psychology of marketing. How's that?
Oh, and
first of all, I do want to say to anybody who's listening, I'm a colossal fan of therapy. I believe in, you know, improving yourself any way you possibly can. But just on the psychology of marketing, here's one of the biggest mistakes people make that kick them out of the arena with one word. The most powerful word you have in all of psychology in your marketing arsenal is the word you. You. Talk to your audience. What do you want? How are you looking to improve your life? What most people do, Hollis, is they start with I. I'm this, I'm that, I went to this school, I have this job, I'm looking for that, I. But when you start with you, you know, I'd like to help your audience understand how to win what they want. I watch your audience is bright. Your audience is looking to make their lives and their wallets expand. You might want to have a look at my book. It's you. But really, most people don't understand that. So they walk in with such a narcissistic viewpoint and then they're immediately decimated. Why? Because their audience doesn't feel heard or understood or connected to. So they turn off. That's really one of the biggest nuggets. People have to look at the world psychologically from what their audience wants, what the person in front of them is trying to achieve.
That's powerful.
Can I give you a really quick story? And this is for your audience and anybody who is listening. I run a boutique PR firm, Black Ink PR. If anybody wants to look it up, you can go to my website. There are tons of like one-page plans to help people get their marketing in order. But traditionally, in general, around this time, I usually get like 15, 20 emails from interns asking me if I have internships available. Mm. Hollis, almost everyone. Now, I recognize these people are young, but they almost always start with, I'm looking for this. I'm in school. I do this and I do that. It takes 5 minutes to look me up on the internet and learn 10 things about me. You do this, that was interesting. I thought you might like some help and you might want this talent that I have. What do you think? Such a difference in presentation. So your original question about psychology, just look at what your audience is trying to achieve and work from there.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, you talk about your book. We're going to talk about more now, but I want you to describe the book cover because I do love it. Describe your book cover, describe how it came about, and just kind of paint that picture for the listeners out there, your wonderful book cover.
That's so fun. I'd love to hear your words about my book cover, but I'm actually sitting right next to the gentleman who helped me design it, and he's smiling. He can't hear your words that you love the book cover, but it's a woman with a megaphone, and she's smiling. And I love something that this gentleman who designed it, his name is Tim Cravens. He's a wonderful artist. He made it slanted, that life's a pitch that you can see. Yeah. And that's to garner more attention because you want people to look twice. You want people to look twice. And look, I'll say this of everything, including yourselves. People are going to stare. So make it worth their while.
Beautiful. At this time, Margo, tell us where we go after the show. Learn more about you and get your wonderful book. Where do we go?
Hollis, I would love if your readers went to Amazon. My book's on Amazon. You can buy it there. Life's a Pitch by Margo Black. And also, if you'd like a freebie or two, go to my website, blackinkpr.com. And that's ink like a pen, INKPR.com. I think you can get a one-page plan. There's a visual marketing plan. And there's a link to my book there. And if you just want to poke around my author site, that's margoblack.com.
Can you share a few more tips for our listeners on how to craft a pitch that resonates with their audience and drive action? So, you know, Hollis is sitting here. I got, a matter of fact, after this show, I got to sit there and talk to a potential client. So how do I put together a nice pitch with the psychology behind it that resonates with him and sit there and I can pick him up as a client?
Okay. I wish you luck. The number one thing is you remember you want to start with the word you, right? That's right. What that person's trying to focus on. And you can do this and this and this. And then what do you think would be a great next step for us? You know, instead of trying to sell so hard, I come from a position that I offer to the entire audience and to you. How may I best be of service to you? I really in life want to help people understand how to play a bigger game, which is why I wrote this book. And one of the chapters of my book is about starting from the values. So try to connect with the client of what you both value together, the work you want to do, and how you can help him and the transformation that you can bring. And then just crafting a pitch. I do have a template in my book, but it's really simple and it's ironic. It's pretty much something everybody learned in high school, either in journalism or English class, that maybe they did or did not pay attention to. And you want to make sure you get in the five, you know, the W's, like the newsworthy info, the who, the what, the when, the where, the why, and the how. So when you're speaking to this client or you're speaking to anybody, you need to get that information, who, what, when, where, why, and how, down and out in three sentences.
You know, we can sit and talk about this forever because you got some wonderful tips and I appreciate it so much. You know, we're going to play this over and over again. And I know you're the marketing person, I know you're the media person. We're going to share your show because we do stream on Roku and Amazon Fire TV. This is going to be very powerful for them. It's going to be very good. So I thank you. And if you got anything else you want to share with us before we ask the final question, definitely appreciate it. Something from your book. You think about your book. Think about the book you got right there. And just pull something that's pretty powerful so we can walk away today. Go ahead.
I want to tell everyone this, and that is I think that most of all, people fear, you know, visibility. They fear going out to be visible with others, but it's something we truly cannot live without. And above all, you don't want to take the pain of rejection in so deeply that it makes you stop. You have to understand it's just a natural part on the path. Everybody gets rejected all the time. You cannot let it stop you. You just need to know you're going to move forward the same way when you were a baby, you fell 20 times and you eventually figured it out. So be your own best advocate and just get into action.
You know, since doing this show, again, I lied to you. This is going to be another, there's going to be two more questions. It's very important to be and become a great listener. So I really pride myself in getting so much better at being a great listener. Share with us how important it is not to talk so much and just listen. Listen, right?
Oh my gosh, Hollis, I actually believe that this is one of the biggest problems in our world today and in communication. And if people could just listen better, it would solve so many people's problems. And above all, it would solve a huge problem that many people experience, and that is that they feel alone and isolated and disconnected. But one of the big reasons they feel so disconnected is they're not listening well. Yes.
Before we finish up, please tell us again, where do we go after the show to learn more about you and get your wonderful book?
You can learn more about me at my author site, margoblack.com. It's Margo with a T. My book is on Amazon, and you can also check me out on blackincpr.com, and there are freebies there for anybody who wants them. And I'd like to say this one final thing, Hollis, to help you and your audience. Many people think, oh, well, I'll just start talking and working and they'll figure it out. But you need to know this, the responsibility for good communication is always on the communicator. So if you don't take the time to package up what you have to say that so the other person can easily receive it, you still have some more work to do. And then on the listening side, the most generous and kind thing you could do is just listen without interruption, and you'll get a lot more of what you want.
Perfect. Margo Black, everybody. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today. You're awesome. The tips are unbelievable. We're definitely going to play it over and over again so we can kind of keep on learning. We're going to get your book. We're going to promote you and do what we need to do to get people to buy your book because it's awesome.
Margo, thank you have a great rest. Yeah. You are wonderful. Yeah. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for having me try a new app. And thank you for your flexibility. I appreciated everything about the way you did it, the way you reached out, and the way you followed up. I like the whole package. So power to you, mister. Great job.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Again, you get me fired up for the rest of the week. You have a great week. And we'll talk to you real soon. Love to have you back. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Margo Black. Wasn't she wonderful? You know, you have shows like this where you get fired up. And just, you know, what do I do next? What do I do next? What do I do next? Because that's how you have those are great guests. Those are great guests. You can tell she's passionate. She can tell she's, you know, she wants you to improve. Like she said, she don't use I very often. She wants you to improve. She wants you to just reach out and do better. And that's very cool. You know, we got to do more of that. You know, I sit there and think, I got some tips I'm going to bring to my potential client after the show. Boy, I'm going to use you a lot. You know, I really am. Because it's awesome. It makes you feel so much better. You know, I feel I'm getting better as a listener. So that's not my biggest concern. But to use the term you, well, that's good. That's really good. So this is a tip, guys. Would you get away from the show today? You. How can I help you? Okay? Let's play some music. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow on the Hollis Chapman Show.